Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. I'm your host, Nancy Murdoch. Today, I am honored and privileged to have Dr. Madan Kataria on the show with me. Dr. Kataria is the founder of the Laughter Yoga Movement and is popularly known as the Merry Medicine Man from India and the Guru of Giggling. He's also founder of the Worldwide Laughter Club Movement, where he shares his pioneering technique of group laughter based on yoga. Dr. Kataria has been the catalyst for the creation of over 5,000 laughter clubs in 40 countries. You know, that is just absolutely amazing. Dr. Kataria is a medical physician and practiced medicine in Mumbai, India for 20 years. He was previously a registrar specializing in cardiology at Jaslok Hospital and Research Center, Mumbai, and I hope I pronounced all those words correctly. He travels the world advising on the health benefits of laughter to the public, businesses, and governments, and he's a motivational and inspirational speaker for companies, corporations, and organizations all over the world. Dr. Kataria is also a corporate consultant for holistic health, stress management, team building, leadership, peak performance, and communication skills to national and multinational corporations in India, USA, Canada, Europe, Switzerland, Australia, Singapore, and Dubai. He frequently appears on major world TV and radio shows. He has been featured in National Geographic, Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Financial Times, the BBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NHK, and so many more. He is the author of at least three books, Laugh for No Reason, A Family Health Guide, Self-Medication, How Useful, How Harmful, and The Inner Spirit of Laughter. I could go on and on here because you have such an extensive history of accomplishments, but I'm sure our listeners are super eager to have you tell us all about laughter yoga. I know I am. It is such a pleasure to have you here with us. Welcome, Dr. Kataria. Why are you laughing?
Hi, Nancy. I'm actually laughing for no reason at all. And this is all about the new concept of laughter yoga, where anyone can laugh for no reason without relying on jokes, humor, or comedies. And this is something which was developed in India in 1995.
What inspired you to create laughter yoga? Is it called laughter yoga or laughing yoga?
It's laughter yoga, and you can laugh. You can call it anything like laughing yoga, laugh yoga. It does not matter as long as you laugh. So let me tell you about the background. How did it start? I'm a medical doctor, as you already informed the listeners that I was practicing in Mumbai, and also I was editing a health magazine called My Doctor along with my wife Madhuri. And in March 1995, I thought of writing an article about laughter, the best medicine. After finding so many benefits and research about laughter, I thought nobody laughs in Mumbai, and let me start a laughter club. Just idea cut to my mind. And I went to a park, and a lot of people come for a morning walk, and I spoke to them about starting a laughter club. And they said, "Doc, are you all right?" I say, I'm okay. Let's start laughing club, because it's very healthy to laugh. And most people said, no, it's not a good idea to laugh in a park. So I got just five people to begin with, and we started laughing by telling jokes in the beginning. But after about 10 days, we ran out of good jokes.
That's still a lot of jokes, 10 days worth of jokes.
Yeah, most of the jokes were negative jokes, hurting jokes, and then came vulgar and sexy jokes, and people didn't like this idea. So people told me, let's stop this laughter club. No, there's nothing to laugh about. I said, no, don't stop this laughter club. We will find some way how to laugh without jokes. Then I found the breakthrough. The breakthrough was, I read in a book called Emotions and Health, which said that even if you laugh for the sake of laughing, even if you pretend laughing, Your body cannot differentiate between fake and real laughter. Your mind knows that you are faking it, but your body cannot differentiate. So I said, wonderful. I didn't know this. And idea occurred to me, why can't we make laughter as an exercise? If fake laughter is as good as real laughter, we could make laughing exercise. So we started off laughing in a group, and I requested everyone just to fake laughter for a minute, and everybody go, So within a minute, everybody was into tears, laughing for nothing but real, because laughter is infectious, laughter is contagious. So this was my first idea, that anyone can laugh, whether you provided you laugh in a group, it's infectious, it's contagious. You don't need anything to laugh. So you just laughter itself is sufficient. So based on that, we created different forms of laughing exercises. Somebody created mobile phone laughter, milkshake laughter, somebody came with silent laughter, with sound, without sound. So we created heaps of new laughter exercises every day. But we also practiced yoga every morning, breathing exercises from yoga we call pranayama. So I thought, why not, because it's difficult to laugh continuously, so we just blended in between laughing exercises some deep breathing exercises from yoga, and that brings more oxygen to our body and brain, and that's the way we feel more healthy and more energetic because of deep breathing. And this is how the name Laughter Yoga was came up, that combination of laughter for no reason when you laugh in a group and it becomes contagious laughter, and then combining with deep breathing exercises, it becomes, brings more oxygen. So this is how the whole idea of laughter yoga was born. And the scientific fact behind this idea is that your body cannot differentiate between fake and real laughter.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm not in a cheery mood, not that it's that often, but if I have to go somewhere, what I've done is, you know, and I have to, you know, if I don't do it, I know that I'll start crying because of whatever my emotions are. And so I've sat in the car and I've just, on my way there, I've just sort of laughed. You know, I don't feel it. I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm wondering if there's something that, I mean, it's fake. Basically, I'm just ha 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 ho, you know, just kind of doing that. And I'm wondering if it makes, I know you said it doesn't make a difference if it's not real, but I'm not sure that it doesn't bring me that joy, you know, like that total abandon that real laughter brings me. You know how you're just rolling on the floor and it's just ridiculously funny. I mean, you have tears come to your eyes. When I'm not real about it, it doesn't give me that feeling, and I wonder if it makes a difference.
Yes. First of all, the real laughter will follow when you do it in a group setting, because when you see other people laughing, you can't stop laughing. So this is how the laughter exercises becomes real laughter. But when you're laughing alone, for example, you said you were giggling in the car, but it's like a mindset. If you feel that you are just doing laughter as an exercise, because we do several other exercises, and when you start off doing exercises, you don't feel like doing it, but once you get into it, you start feeling the benefits. Same thing, treat laughter like in any other aerobic exercise. You may not feel like doing it, but once you start getting into it, your body will start responding and you will start feeling it. It's just a question of practice.
Mm-hmm.
First, it's better to practice in a group, but once your body and mind gets the intelligence of laughing without a reason, then it gets into real laughter very quickly, even if you're doing it all alone. I get up every morning, start laughing all by myself. And for me, I don't see any difference between fake and real laughing.
when my friend Sanji said he was going to India to learn to teach laughter yoga, I thought, you know, it sounded like a lot of fun, but I wondered why someone would go all the way to India to learn how to teach somebody how to laugh. and my daughters wondered too, why do we need to learn how to laugh? Isn't it something we all do naturally?
Yes. Let me explain to you what is real laughter, what is natural laughter. So when you say laughter is natural, means coming out of jokes, comedy, humor, something funny. But it's not natural. It's actually your brain is processing the information, and when your brain gives you permission that it's funny, then you laugh. That's called coming through your brain processing the information.
Oh.
And it depends upon how funny a situation is. For example, if I tell you a joke, you laugh only if you understand it well. If you don't understand, you don't laugh. So I don't see nature coming in a humor, sense of humor coming all the way. The natural laughter is a baby's laughter. Babies laugh naturally when they are born, when they are children. So they are not laughing from the brain. They are not laughing at something because something is funny or not. They are just, this is something like within. They are laughing from within, not from outside. So this is what we discovered in laughter yoga, the difference between happiness and joy. Oh, let me explain to you, then you will understand the laughter yoga concept very well. Happiness is a conditional response subject to fulfillment of your desires. But getting what you want, you're happy, you laugh more. But problem is, even if you get what you want, does not make you happy for a long time. You get used to it, you get adapted to it, and then it does no longer makes you happy and you don't laugh much. But what is joy? Joy is like just what children. Children are the perfect example of joy. Joy is your unconditional commitment to have fun from within rather than depending upon something external. So anything which comes from within, not from external world, is joy. And joy is always on command. You can, children want to laugh, they can start laughing anytime. They want to. So what is the basis of joy? Joy is play, playfulness like a child. So what we do in laughter yoga, we don't rely on jokes, humor, comedies, because that's a mental part of humor that makes us laugh. Joy is a childlike playfulness which we cultivate in laughter groups. And once you start feeling good inside by indulging in these joyful activities like laughing, singing, dancing, playing, we do all sorts of these things in laughter yoga, and you feel good, your brain will pump some neurotransmitters. And once you feel good inside, then you start seeing everything funny outside. You can laugh at anything. So this is the basic difference between happiness and joy.
Well, you know, I read your definition of happiness and joy in your book, and I actually changed the name of my show because I had started calling it Mastering the Art of Happiness, and then I thought, no, Mastering the Art of Joyfulness, because you're right that it goes deeper, and joy it emanates from the soul, whereas, like you say, happiness is sort of, it's kind of comes, it goes, it's just an emotional thing, but joy is deep, it's natural. So I thought, I'm going for the best here. I'm calling it Mastering the Art of Joyfulness.
I think this is the best decision you made, because joy is the real thing. Happiness depends upon the things. So joyfulness belongs to you. You can create anytime, anywhere. It's on demand, on command. And very simple. It's a childlike. Children can laugh anytime they want to.
And I like the idea that that this was based on joy, that it's not just about laughing, it's not just about having your exercise and laughing, it was really based on the idea of having joy. That made a big difference for me. I mean, it became more than just an exercise, more than just, the fake ha-ha-ho-ho kind of thing. It went like, okay, this is really based on bringing out joy from within us.
Okay, let me tell you something behind joy, behind laughter. When I invented laughter yoga, it was all about laughing exercises. And then, as you said, I also felt that it becomes a little more monotonous to laugh, just doing ha 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 ho ho. So I thought, what I'm missing and why I'm not enjoying my laughter, even if my body is secreting same chemicals. So I found that something behind missing was play.
Mm.
And a journalist was interviewing me New York, and he asked me after the interview, Dr. Kataria, can you describe your philosophy in one sentence about laughter yoga? I said, look, not one sentence, I'll tell you one word. I learned in 17 years is one word, that is play. If you learn to play, you don't have to laugh. Laughter becomes a natural outcome of play. So the whole science of laughter yoga is based on cultivating childlike playfulness. And once you learn to play, you don't have to laugh. Laughter becomes your nature. And like, look at children, laugh all the time when they're playing.
We've forgotten how to play. At least over here in the West, we've forgotten how to play. I mean, we work 24/7, and rarely do we. Not yes. that we don't do anything fun, but we've forgotten yes. how to play, and it seems silly that we have to reteach us how to play.
Yes, so this is what we are teaching in laughter yoga anywhere, whether it's India. You know, we laughter yoga spread across 72 countries now. And we have teachers everywhere. You don't have to come to India and learn laughter yoga. There are several teachers already in Canada, USA, South America, Europe, America, Australia, everywhere. So because I'm based in India, so that's why people love to come and learn from the master.
Yes, I thought it sounded like a great idea. I just didn't know why somebody would need to learn how to laugh. I mean, after reading the book and watching some of the videos, I thought, okay, there's a lot more to this than what I thought. And I was watching some of the you have a lot of laughter videos on YouTube, and I bought the Alone, Laughing Alone, but we can talk about that after. But I was watching some of the laughter videos, and it seemed to involve like a lot more than just laughing. People were dancing and clapping and touching each other in various forms, like on the shoulder and different forms of movement. And so for people like me, who live alone and have in a small town at that, and which often we even get snowed in, so we can't even go to big cities. How do we have no access to laughter groups, so how would we practice laughter yoga and get the same benefits?
Okay, first you have to learn the method. Either you join some workshop training, because several leaders or teachers are there, at least for basics, you must learn by attending any workshop once. And once you learn the method, then you can practice all by yourself. First, like any exercises we do in the morning, I sit alone myself. I have several techniques where we can laugh all by yourself. Number two, laughter yoga is also available on the telephone these days, because there are several laughter groups. They just call a conference line. We call bridge lines in America. So for Canadian people, it's easy. You just dial a number. And on my website, laughteryoga.org, there is a telephone laughter clubs. So there are 13 times in a day laughter clubs on the phone. You can dial a number, just laugh along with the group. This becomes much easier.
That is a great idea.
Yes. So if you... I'm right now on my website, and perhaps I can give you the telephone numbers for Telephone Laughter Club.
Sure.
So if you want to note it down.
I will, yes.
Yeah. So there are telephone laughter clubs in UK, in Australia, and also there are some Skype laughter clubs. So if you basically visit our website, and you will find several people laughing together in groups. So the telephone number for Telephone Laughter Club in U.S. lines is 760-889-6114.
And is that the same for Canada?
Yeah, it means this is the lady who runs this laughter clubs. But anyway, I'll give you the please ignore this number. The telephone line laughter club is 712-432-3900.
Okay.
So then after that, they will ask you to put some access code 607-1292 and pound key.
Okay.
Hash means hash.
Right.
607-1292 hash. So if you dial this number, you will hear every hour there are a group of people laughing on the phone. So this is good for people who have no laughter club.
So this is like a conference call kind of kind of thing. That's like a conference call number.
Yeah, but I suggest that each one, whoever wants to laugh and practice laughter yoga and get the benefits, at least attend one laughter yoga workshop. And very soon I'm starting online laughter yoga trainings also.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yes. So there are lots of things. Now, Nancy, I want to share with you something very, very important. Your listeners must know about laughter yoga.
Okay.
Now, people tell me that how can I laugh? Why should I force myself to laugh? Laughter has to be natural. Number two, people say, I laugh a lot all throughout the day. I don't need laughter yoga. So I want to share with you three solid reasons why you should do laughter yoga, even if you think you laugh a lot. Number one, laughter that comes in real life does not last for more than 3 seconds, 4 seconds at a time. And science tells us that if you want to get the scientifically proven benefits of laughter, one must laugh at least for 10 to 15 minutes, like a sustained aerobic laughter, like with little breathing breaks. You laugh and breathe. So if you laugh on extended basis, it should be longer laughter, only then you get benefits. Now, since laugh, it's not possible to get sustained laughter in real life. So laughter yoga is a system, is a class where you can laugh as long as you want to get the benefits. Reason number two, laughter is beneficial only when you laugh heartily, louder, coming from your belly laugh. So that kind of laughter is not appropriate at home or office in the social setting. So that's why laughter yoga in a group setting is safe environment. You can laugh as heartily, as loud as you want. And third reason is laughter has to be unconditioned, not depending upon any conditions or reasons. Disconnect from reasons of life because we don't have many reasons that makes us laugh. So laughter has to be free from reasons, so unconditional laughter. This is what we do in laughter yoga. So there are three things. One is laughter has to be longer laughter, 10, 15 minutes, deeper laughter, louder, coming from your belly, and then without conditions. So this is the reason. This is why laughter yoga is becoming popular all over the world.
So if we laugh from, the shorter laughter that we do during the day is basically intellectual laughter.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel good, but it does not bring about physiological and biochemical changes.
Okay.
As strengthening your immune system or lowering the stress levels.
Right.
That will happen only when you do it like an aerobic exercise. That's why laughter yoga is an exercise system.
Right, and I want to get into that, the wellness benefits. I noticed that you use sounds like ha-ha and ho-ho, and I've used these sounds in different types of yoga and breathing practices, and I was taught that they help expel negative emotions from the body, and old air or
stale air.
Stale air. Yeah. So, but I didn't know, and I don't know. I'm wondering if you know, what do the sounds ha and ho do for us? Is there something significant about them that they help us heal or get rid of negative emotions? I mean, why can't we heave them out or I don't know, just use some other sound?
So let me explain to you the scientific basis of laughter yoga. Scientific basis of laughter yoga is that laughter is a kind of exhalation where when you're laughing, you're exhaling. Now, when you're breathing in and out, you are exchanging only 500 milliliters of air, but very few people know that we have a lot of stale air, residual air in our lungs, which is 2,500 milliliters. In yoga, we teach people to exhale longer so that you get rid of that stale air from your lungs. But it's very difficult to exhale longer. But imagine, what do you do when you laugh?
Right, it's all exhalation, isn't it?
Exhalation. And this is how, when you are empty out stale air from your lungs, your body gets fresh oxygen. And oxygen is the basis of our life.
Yeah.
People fall sick because they don't breathe correctly. They are accumulating a lot of carbon dioxide in their system. So the basis of laughter yoga is exhalation-based so that you get more oxygen. So this is how it works. That, and different sounds of laughter, when you laugh with your mouth shut, or you're not opening much your mouth, it comes from your throat, like when you say it's coming from your throat, basically. When you open your mouth a bit wider, it comes from your chest, then sounds of and when you still open your mouth a little more, and then you can feel that laughter is coming from your deeper belly. So basically, laughter yoga is the art of laughing and science of breathing. Combined with becomes laughter yoga.
So are all those sounds good then? The ho, the ha, and the he? I mean, we'd still want them from the throat area as well?
Yeah, yeah. All. See, it's better to exercise all the laughter muscles, whether it's he, ho, ha, hoo, everything. So we practice a combination of everything and in a very much more playful way and much more fun. You know, exercises normally are very boring. People don't stick to exercise program there because there is no fun. They become monotonous after a while. Because when I was a medical doctor asking people that, you know, what these treadmill machines are used for,
hmm.
I said they use it mostly, the people use it for 2 months, and after that, they use the machines for hanging the clothes.
Yeah, I actually have one in my outdoor studio that my mom bought for me. It was just at a rummage sale, but, it, you know, I didn't even use it for the 2 months. I haven't used it yet. It'll be lucky if it gets to have clothes hung on it. So I know what you mean about exercise. It's not that I don't like it. It's just, not, that kind isn't fun.
Laughter yoga is a lot of fun.
And I'm wondering then about vibrationally, it gave me the impression that the ha, ho, he's are in a way like the, like om. Om starts in the belly and works up through the chest and the throat and up into the head.
Yeah. So different sounds activating your energy centers, we call chakras.
So the ha's and the ho's, they activate those, or are you referring to the om that activates that?
Yeah, I think different levels of laughing with your mouth closed or with your mouth open. Like, for example, when say humming in om, so we also have a laughter which is like we laugh with your mouth shut. So it goes into your head.
Oh, okay.
And ha is coming from your belly. Ha, 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 ha. It raises the energy levels from your root chakras and goes through your heart chakra. Like in om chanting, you say ah, om. Same thing, you can start with but it's too complicated, just spiritual things. I would like to keep laugh yoga very simple. Just laugh from your heart and just breathe deeply and have fun like children. That's very simple.
Yeah, and I read that there's something like a database of 250 laughter exercises.
That's wrong, actually. 2,500 exercises.
Oh, my goodness. 2,500 exercises? How can you do so many different ways?
Yeah.
How are there so many different ways to laugh?
I think every club, every individual is discovering their own way of having fun. Like different groups are discovering different exercises every day. So this is freedom. People can see ideas to laugh for no reason. And whatever you make it more interesting, make laughter exercises. Like, for example, I'll give you some of the exercises we use, most popular exercise in laughter yoga clubs. So first, laughter is always like greeting laughter. You shake hands with people and look into the eyes and just laugh. And then second is called milkshake laughter. So imaginary two glasses of milk and mix them twice, like as if you are pouring into each other, each glass. And third time you drink imaginary and they go, ah. Then there is a self-laughter. Imagine you are talking and hearing something funny on the cell phone. Then one of my best favorite laughter is Visa bill laughter. Imagine you got a credit card and you just received the bill for your credit card. Look at the bill and laugh. That's not funny.
No, that's not a funny laughter.
I really love this laughter. And you know, latest exercise from Japan?
What?
Lots of laughter clubs in Japan. Japan is supposed to be a very serious country, but they are heavily into laughter yoga. So I got the latest technique from Japan. It's called waxing laughter. You know, ladies don't like hair on their arms and legs.
Yeah.
And they apply some wax, and then when they remove the wax, and it's very painful.
Yes.
Okay, then imagine this is laughter. You're applying wax on your arm, and and then pull it.
And so why is this considered a yoga? Is it because of the breathing exercises that are sort of inherent in it?
Yeah. The yoga part of laughter is basically because of the breathing exercise, which brings more oxygen to your body and brain, and that's the basis of good health. Second, yoga means to unite. Unite means to combine. So laughter is a great connector of the people. People who come together to laugh, they become like a family. And this is how laughter yoga helps to bring people together. That's another union of people is called yoga. And third reason is that you connect with your inner child. You become like a child and more playful. And finally, spiritual connection. You connect with the universe through laughter. It means when you're laughing, you are creating a positive vibration around you, and that connects you with the higher intelligence very quickly. It's like a mantra you are chanting, and your brain gets thought-free when you're laughing. So laughter yoga is a kind of a meditation which helps you to connect with the higher vibrations very quickly. When you're, like, for example, hearty laughter. So this is all about yoga. Yoga is a union and breathing exercises.
And so anybody can learn this. Is that right?
Yep.
And are there any precautions that people would have to take, like if anybody has any kind of medical condition or heart condition or anything, do we have to take any precautions?
Yeah. There are certain conditions where anybody who is not supposed to do aerobic exercises, like heart patients and people suffering from hernia, epilepsy, because these are the medical conditions, they need to consult the doctor before. Or any person which is having cold, and because group laughter, when you are having acute cold, so it's not a good idea to spread the virus around. So we tell people, when you are under cold, you take break and rest. And pregnancy also, people should be a bit careful, because when you're laughing, you are mechanically giving lots of vibrations to your stomach. So people with history of miscarriage or advanced stage of pregnancy, there is some risk that you might rupture the membranes. And so these are the few conditions, not much. We don't have many contraindications. So anybody who cannot walk for 40 minutes or cannot do some aerobic exercises should consult their doctors before doing laughter yoga.
Now, I know that there's some yogas like prenatal yoga or chair yoga for seniors or people who have difficulty moving, or gentle yoga. I used to always like to take the gentle yoga because I didn't like putting my body into a lot of stressful positions. So I'm wondering, I liked it easy. I really like doing gentle yoga. That's just my way of doing it. And I know I'm supposed to push it every now and then. But I'm wondering, is there any gentle laughter yoga for people with these more health concerned conditions?
Yeah, we normally, when we do laughter yoga with senior centers, we do it very gently. We have a special techniques where we don't force much. We do it gently. We sing songs, we clap. We also have lots of joyful, simple exercises which are suited for people who are very old or bedridden, or they are on the wheelchairs, not bedridden. So we give them very gentle. So techniques can be modified according to the needs of the group.
Do you think it helps people not just stay younger, but maybe drop some years off their life?
Yes.
Or add some? I don't know which way to say that one. Add more years to their life, I guess.
Now, that brings me to one of the most important part of laughter yoga. Why laughter yoga has spread across 72 countries without any marketing and advertising? Reason, people are getting benefits from it. So let me explain what are the benefits of laughter yoga. First one is that laughter yoga makes you feel good. It changes your mood within minutes, and it carries throughout the day. If you do laughter yoga in the morning for 10-15 minutes, you'll be cheerful, in a happy mood all throughout the day. And you will agree with me that if your mood is good, you do everything well, whether it's a business, whether your personal life, social life. Now, the second benefit, Nancy, is about health. Now, laughter yoga has scientifically proven health benefits. First one is that it strengthens your immune system and it lowers the stress levels. Now, if your stress levels are down and immune system is stronger, you don't fall sick easily. You don't get cough, cold, sore throat easily. Second, if you have some chronic health conditions like aches and pain, chronic pains, or something like heart disease, diabetes, arthritis or something. So laughter yoga helps, like even patients of cancer. So laughter yoga will help you to heal much quicker because it puts you in a positive mind state and it brings a lot of oxygen to your body, and that's the basis of healing. Third, you can improve actually your efficiency by breathing and laughing, because your brain needs 25% more oxygen than other body organs to function properly. Your brain is just 2% of your body weight, but it consumes more oxygen from your blood. So this is why people who are in business, they can do much better. Their efficiency will improve if they do laughter yoga. Fourth benefit is social connector. You know, quality of life depends upon quality of our relationship. When you're laughing, you're connecting with people, because the whole world is dipping into depression because of the loneliness. And laughter yoga, laughing and smiling people are one. Everybody wants to be with happy people and smiling people. And this is how it improves the quality of life. And finally, everybody can laugh when times are good. But how do you laugh when life gives you a dare, when you are having challenges, difficulties? Now, this is where regular practice of laughter yoga comes in. If you laugh regularly, your mind will be positive, and so that you can go through these challenges with a smile on my face. Now, not that I don't get any challenges. I do get challenges every now and then, but I have a very positive mind and I get through them very quickly. So these are some of the benefits.
And I read something about a laughter wellness program. So is that a specific program, or is it just regular laughter exercises? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I think laughter yoga basically is a program which helps people to stay healthy, and laughing and breathing exercises, and also wellness comes from community, connecting with. So since laughter yoga is being practiced in groups, people need to network with people. Loneliness, depression is too much.
It is.
So it contributes to overall wellness by connecting people, sharing, caring communities, and also giving the health benefits at the same. So it's overall wellness, like physical, mental, social, and spiritual. It has all the elements. Since laughter yoga is free from all, you know, mental aspect of comedy, humor, negative aspects of humor, we are just laughing for the sake of laughing because it's healthy exercise. So there is nothing negative about laughter yoga.
And can you tell a little bit more about how it can help cancer people with cancer heal?
After depression, cancer is number two sickness in the world now. And it's increasing, it's rampant all over the world. Now, cancer patients have nothing to laugh about because their mind is so negative, so fearful, they cannot find anything funny to laugh. That's why, since laughter yoga is a physically oriented technique, they can really benefit from it. They say, if body cells have less oxygen, the cancer will spread much faster. So this is the basis of laughter yoga, can help cancer patients improve their survival, as well as it's also a kind of preventive. So a lot of, like MD Anderson Cancer Center in US, lots of cancer hospitals all over the world are doing laughter yoga as a part of, and part of their wellness program. For it really works well, because first, it is being done in a group. Second, that it's non-humor based, because your mind need not be involved in laughter yoga. That's why it's easy for cancer patients to follow.
I've read about people who have cured themselves from laughing by just when they've had cancer or some serious disease, just by watching movies. Like, they get all the comedy movies out and you know, just laugh to the movies. But yours goes deeper in that you don't have to, it's not about having a reason or finding humor in a joke or a movie or something like that. You can just laugh without an object to laugh at.
It's like commitment. You make a commitment to laugh. And then, as in when you practice, it becomes easier. I tell you the main difference between humor and laughter. Humor is your mental and intellectual phenomenon. You laugh. First time, suppose you heard a joke. Second time, you don't laugh much. So humor is decreasing day by day. Even if you watch funny movie, you watch second time, you won't laugh much. But in laughter yoga, it's opposite. It's hard to laugh in the beginning, you try, but every time you laugh, you get better and better and better. And finally, it becomes much easier to laugh progressively as and when time passes by. So laughter yoga is very, very easy, and it's like a body intelligence. It's not a mind intelligence. Once your body learns it, it's like learning a bicycle. You'll never forget it all your life. Your laugh muscles are activated all the time.
So what would you suggest for somebody who is suffering from depression? Depression isn't something people go out. When they feel depressed, they tend to withdraw further from social activity and joyful activity. Pardon me?
There is no way out for depressed people. They have to get out and join the group. Once you are in the group, you will feel better much quickly. And we have hundreds, thousands of depression patients who are now got off their pills. They have stopped their antidepressant medication. And also for cancer patients, we have thousands of cancer patients who are the part of the Laughter Club, and their survival is much better. They are living much healthier life, positive life.
So if they weren't ready to get out and join a club to laugh, or if there wasn't a club around for them to laugh, if they started off with Laughing Alone, the program that you have, the CD, would that help?
Okay. Let me give you the overall strategy for anyone who wants to get involved in laughter yoga. First of all, you have to understand the concept. What is it? So I would suggest that wherever possible, whether online or there are some laughter yoga classes, you attend that workshop so that you understand very well. If you don't understand, you won't be able to commit and do it properly. Second is that if now laughter clubs are popping up everywhere, and you can find a social laughter club on our website, find clubs, find leaders, teachers, so that we can join the group much easier. Third, once you become a part of laughter club, your body gets the intelligence of laughing without a reason, so that you can start practicing laughter exercises all by yourself at home. In the beginning, it may feel a bit awkward, but I promise if you do it for a few days, it becomes part of your habit. And third is that very soon we will be starting online laughter clubs. And there are telephone laughter clubs, so people can dial in the telephone laughter club. Telephone numbers are there on my website. And if you click laughter clubs, and then there is a telephone laughter club, you'll find the telephone numbers
So do people need to know, do they need to have been taught how to do a few of the laughter exercises before they call into some of these online clubs, or do they kind of learn them on as they go?
There's nothing to learn with online. Online is you just join laughing with a group of people. They're laughing already. Nobody speaks there. They just go.
Okay.
So even if you hear them laughing, you feel like laughing. And just slowly you join in. It's easy to laugh when other people are laughing.
It is. It's so much easier, isn't it?
Yeah. Then I've got heaps of DVDs and audio CDs on my website. People can buy and learn by doing it. And from March onwards or April, I will be launching online coaching programs where people sitting at home can learn about laughter yoga.
Oh, that sounds great. I want to know more about that one. I think I want to be a laughter teacher. it seems just perfect for me. I would love to. Yeah. This is just all in my line of work. I love this. I've always believed that healing can be so easy. It's a simple process. It's easy. It's natural. It doesn't have to be something difficult that we have to struggle and learn from. And this is, I don't know what's easier than just laughing. I mean, it's just part, kind of like part of our birthright, don't you think?
Yes, it's like, because whole world is following this idea, and it's very simple, and people can get involved in. Only, you know, it sounds weird laughing without a reason. It sounds crazy, but once you do it, you'll never forget it.
You know what? Sometimes I remember when I was a kid, or even when I've been an adult, all of a sudden it'll be a look. My daughters will be around, or my sister or something, and we'll just look at each other, and we'll just take off laughing, and there's no reason for it. I mean, it's not the look that made us laugh. It's just something. It was like there was some kind of energy in the air, or we just start laughing, and there's no reason. So,
it is the same thing. This is the same thing in laughter yoga. You're just laughing with the people. So they say we laugh 30% more when you're being together with people. It's all about togetherness. I don't care whether you're together or not, but if you learn to laugh without a reason, that's the best thing you can learn in your life, to stay healthy, to stay alive and positive.
Yes. And I wanted to, there was something else I read in your book. I'll just read a little bit here that I'd love you to go into a bit more. A large proportion of our parasympathetic nerve fibers are found in our diaphragm. That was a surprise to me. Laughter yoga aims to train our body to stimulate the parasympathetic system. And our autonomic nervous system shows that 75% of our nerve fiber forms the sympathetic system and only 25% the parasympathetic. Would you talk about that, please? Because I think, isn't that where we get, where we hold a lot of our tension, or where we really feel things is in the diaphragm area?
Yes. So basically, there are two sets of autonomic nervous system, what we call stress arousal system. Actually, when we were in caves, we needed some survival tools, fight or flight. So that's why, to get out of danger, to save our life, we have to run, or whether you have to fight. So basically, sympathetic nervous system is our survival system, which helps us to save our life. And this is why the nature had given heaps of survival tools like sympathetic system, where your blood pressure goes up, your breathing becomes faster, so your muscles get blood supply. And only 25% system is parasympathetic system, which is the relaxing branch of the nervous system. So there are two major branches. One is the stress arousal, second is the relaxing system. So parasympathetic system, yogis all over the world have been using this diaphragm breathing, because our diaphragm has the way we can stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is opposite of stress arousal. So if you practice deep breathing from the diaphragm, you can learn to activate parasympathetic system, so your body stays in a very calm and quiet mood. So in laughter yoga also, we ask people to laugh from the belly, breathe from the belly, so that we can activate our relaxation branch of our nervous system. And also, as you said earlier, diaphragm is also a seat of emotions. When you move your diaphragm, you express your emotions. And the problem with most people is people can't express their feelings and emotions freely. And when they are emotionally numb, they don't breathe from the diaphragm. So breathing, learning to laugh and breathe from the belly helps you to release a lot of emotions and brings you emotional intelligence.
So people who don't express their emotions, and I know that that's at least in the West, that's something that's been very difficult for men to do because they've been taught not to express their emotions. So if men actually did a lot of breathing from the belly or laughter yoga, would this help them become more emotionally available, emotionally like free of their negative emotions and their fear of expressing themselves?
Yes, exactly. Laughter and breathing from the belly using your diaphragm helps to, we call it psychological release, physical and psychological release. You release lots of pent-up feelings and negative emotions in your subconscious mind. So we call a process is called catharsis. You release that negative stuff. Either you release by talking and sharing with someone, but that may not help. But this is a very, very user-friendly, what you call, easy way to express your emotions is through laughter.
So a man wouldn't, or anybody really, have to actually...
A man actually brings more emotional intelligence if you start laughing from the belly.
So you don't actually have to go through all your old junk to release it. I mean, we've been taught that for years and years. Oh, you have to go through it all. You have to, you know, relive. You have to. I don't believe that. I've always thought that it could come out a different way.
Psychotherapy does help, but it doesn't help much longer. That's why it's not working well. So laughing is a catharsis. It's a technique, actually. It's a method for talking.
So what you're saying is that breathing through the belly, because I've wondered. I mean, I do that, but only because I learned how to do it through yoga and meditation, and I wasn't really sure why, other than the fact that it's a full body breathing. They call it the yogi breath. So it's a deep breathing. But what I'm understanding you say is that it actually triggers the parasympathetic nervous system to put us into a relaxed state.
Yes, exactly. Now you understood.
And so when we're in that relaxed state, so how does it free those emotions that somebody would have pent up inside from experiences and fear and whatnot?
Yes. I think it's a process by itself. It releases those negative, because when you are activating your parasympathetic system, it releases that kind of catharsis through the laughter itself. If you understand the process like catharsis,
yes.
So when you're laughing out and louder, and I find, for example, when I do laughter yoga with prisoners, they laugh very aggressively.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of anger inside them, and I could see that they could release, they feel much better after laughing aggressively.
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah, and it's the best way of anger management is just laugh out loud. And because we need to release that negative energy through some process. Either you shout, you scream, or whether you laugh out loud, same effect. But shouting, screaming doesn't help. It makes other people upset. And
yes.
It makes you upset as well. But laughter doesn't make you upset. So still it releases those negative energy from your mind.
And the yoga nidra, I think that's what we call it, right? The deep relaxation to help people sleep and go into a different state. So that's, because I bought that tape too. I use it every night. And you have us breathe, I think, 20 times from 20 down to 1 using the belly breath there. So that's the other reason then, is because we're activating the parasympathetic state.
Yes. And I found yoga nidra is one of the best relaxation techniques, because you don't have to do anything. Just follow the commands and just it happens very naturally. Now, Nancy, next problem I find with the whole world is that people are not able to sleep properly today because of a lot of sleep disturbances. People don't sleep deeply. They always get very shallow sleep with dream states, but never deep sleep, because sleep is the natural recharge mechanism body has. You can work 18 hours, but you need some recharge mechanism. So I feel that if you do yoga nidra for 30 minutes, it gives you the same effect as if you have slept for 2 hours. So I suggest strongly, people are not getting good sleep, they must do yoga nidra.
And when would you do this? When would you do yoga nidra?
Yoga nidra can be done any time of the day and night. Whenever you feel tired, whenever you feel you want to relax. Even I do it when I want to go to sleep. So I put my yoga nidra tape and even 5 minutes I'm off to sleep.
That's when I've been doing it too, and I've been having very good sleeps. And then I've started using it just in the middle of the day when I'm feeling like, oh, you know, I'm kind of stressed. My head's been spinning with all kinds of thoughts. So I go, okay, just go chill. Just go put the tape on, listen to it. And that's, it's, I don't go to sleep then. I just do the whole relaxation, and I feel entirely recharged and ready to go again. And it's really about clearing out the mind and getting into a deep state of relaxation, isn't it?
Yeah, I do it 3 times in a day, actually, because I work almost like 13, 14 hours. I travel a lot. So I have found this way is very good. If you are able to recharge yourself, you can keep on working as long as you want. Then I need actually 6 hours of sleep is enough for me.
Wow.
And there then was, during ahead. The day, if I do 2 or 3 times yoga nidra, it's good enough.
How long was the tape? I never actually did time it. Is it a whole half hour?
Yes, nearly 20, 24, 25 minutes.
Okay, because it seems to go by so fast. I'm thinking, okay, that was only like 6, 7 minutes. So that's how relaxing it is.
Yeah. Very good.
And I have another question about releasing negativity and negative emotions. And in your book, you mentioned that becoming a vegetarian can actually dispel violent thoughts and negative emotions. And, you know, I wasn't aware of that. That was very new to me. So do you want to just talk a little bit about that? I mean, I'm a vegetarian, but I don't necessarily do it because I had violent thoughts. I do it because I honor all life. And to have eat animal products and things, it really does lower your vibration. And I'd like to have a higher vibration because it's easier to connect with your spiritual essence that way and the divine.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know about this.
Yeah, this comes from my culture, my Indian. See, you'll be surprised that more than 60% Indians are vegetarian. We don't eat meat. Chicken, fish, eggs even. I do eat eggs, but I don't eat any kind of live flesh or meat. The reason I became vegetarian was some of my friend was very strict vegetarian. I asked him, why don't you eat meat? He said, Dr. Kataria, if you cannot kill an animal with your hands yourself, you have no right to eat meat, because you won't know what happens to animal when animal is being killed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can you kill? I said, no way, I can't. I love life. Uh-huh. So that from that day, I totally, since many years, more than 25 years now, I don't eat meat now. Actually, then medically also, our human body is not designed for eating meat, but we always eat because we need proteins, we need lots of nutrients, but I disagree that only meat is a source of nutrients. Yes, it has proteins and other stuff, but it has a lot of negative stuff along with it. Like when animal is killed, it has a lot of fear chemicals, and all that poisons are mixed in the meat you are eating. That's why meat eating also has more cancer incidence. And also, meat takes longer time to it putrefies in your, because our intestine is too long, and if meat stays too long in the intestine, it absorbs all that toxins. Because all meat-eating animals, they have shorter intestine, they just eat and throw it, expel it out of their body. But we can't, because our intestine is so long. So our human body is not, and very fact that our, you know, violence is not spiritual. You can think about, you know, when you see animals, how they are being treated when they are killed. It's not really good.
I think I read something that eating meat, it stays in your intestines for 30 days.
Not 30 days. It means much longer, I would say.
Really? Much longer than 30 days?
Yeah. It's more than that, what is in it that toxic? When an animal is being killed, you can imagine that how much fear, how much poison body will put into the meat.
You know, I think that people don't really understand that aspect of it. They kind of like shrug it off, and because a lot of people don't quite understand the energy of the energy that we take in, whether we see it or we feel it or we taste it. I mean, everything that's grown, we eat the energy of the farmers that grow the food and the processors that process, and however many processes it takes to get to us, we are consuming the energy of the people and the animals and everything that had to do with getting it from the seed into our bellies. And there's a lot of energy there. I'd love you just for a few minutes to talk about the energy aspect of that and how that affects us.
Yeah. I think the major reason people eat meat is because they get first-class or high-class proteins. And the fact is that you can get very good quality of proteins from the vegetarian sources, like, for example, soy products. So they are very rich in proteins. Even the lentils, some people are not, if your dairy products agree with you, that skimmed milk, yogurt, that can be a very good source of proteins. And plus, if you're not eating meat and just eating white of the eggs without this yolk, that's a fantastic source of protein. No need to kill the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that energetically, I mean, if you see the energy-wise, if you eat meat for a few days and then you follow vegetarian food for a few days, you can see that how you feel. In the body, you feel much more active, much more energetic when you are not eating meat. Just try it for a few days and see. Because I do my laughter yoga teaching and training and spiritual retreats here in India. And the food here is vegetarian. We don't give them meat. And people tell me that, for ages I'm on vegetarian diet and I feel very active, very light and not heavy. So meat is got a very heavy energy. The body takes a lot of energy to digest meat and to process that meat and get the toxin out of your system through the kidneys, high uric acid. It's a lot of work for the body to get out that meat products out of your system. But vegetarian, your body doesn't have to work much. That's why you feel much light, much more energetic eating vegetarian food.
And what about the emotions of it? I mean, how do we feel when we eat meat? In regards to violent thoughts or negative emotions, does it increase our violent thoughts or our depression or negativity?
Definitely. Among the people who are in the jails, in the prisons, they found that people who are eating meat, they are much more violent and much more, even their thoughts, their emotions are much more negative when you eat meat. And vegetarian, not that vegetarian people are not angry, but less angry than, much less. So it's because of the food itself has a lot of energy, positive energy.
And do they have a choice in the prisons to eat meat or not to eat meat?
Yes. Most prisons, they will give you a choice whether you want to eat meat or not.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I write to a prisoner. There's a program that a woman I know has. We teach, well, we help them with spirituality and meditation and yoga, and I'm going to pass that on to them. Yeah, to my prisoner and to the head of this program to suggest that these men, to them, to stay away from the meat. Yeah. Because they want to change. They want to have a happier lifestyle, and obviously they're working towards it by doing their meditation and their yoga. And you're already reaching these men in prison with your laughter yoga. Did I hear you mention that you have programs in prisons?
Yes, we have in India. We have in some other countries like Philippines and Mexico. And they don't stop it. They want it every day.
Was it hard to get your program into prison?
Yes. Yeah. In the beginning, people were quite resistant because they didn't. Once they know it, they experience it, they said, no, this is cool. We want to do it.
And who was resistant, the authority figures or the prisoners themselves?
Both. Sometimes authorities were very skeptical about this whole idea. But I say, okay, just give it a try and see if they don't like it. We can always stop it. Just let it do it for an experience. And once they tried it, and they said, no, this is cool. We want to do it.
So what would you recommend for these prisoners that they don't have a program in their prison for it?
Yeah, prisons don't have much choice. It's up to the authorities who bring about different kinds of wellness programs to the prisoners. So I think I teach my students to approach the authorities and give them all scientific research about laughter. And also we show them the videos of the prisoners doing laughter yoga in different countries. And then it's easy for them to convince and they can. So best is show the videos. There are heaps of laughter yoga videos on the YouTube.
Yes, there are. I know. I've watched them. They're a hoot to watch. I mean, you can't help but start laughing when you see them. This has been great. I think you've answered all my questions. Do you have any questions or anything else you would like to talk to our listeners about?
Okay, last thing for the listeners. That if you want to know more about laughter yoga, please go log on to our website, laughteryoga.org. Even if you put laughter yoga on the Google search, we are number one. So you'll know heaps of aspects of laughter yoga and benefits. Second, if you want to get involved in laughter yoga, please read our books, DVDs, CDs, you'll get no basics. And there are lots of laughter clubs and laughter leaders around the world. You can join and experience laughter yoga. And this is the something about laughter yoga is that it's more of an experiential program rather than I can explain you with words.
Yes.
So you must experience one group session, and once you do it, you will never forget it. So lastly, I will say that life is serious, death is serious, a lot of seriousness around this world. It is time to come take laughter very seriously.
Before we go, I'd like to actually just ask you a little bit about the upcoming programs that you're going to be having, the online. Are you going to be teaching laughter yoga, or are you going to be teaching teacher training laughter yoga?
Yeah. Online programs are experiential and basics about laughter yoga that we are starting from month of March onwards. You can keep track on our website. And then I have teacher training program in Bangalore. I do sometime in Japan, Germany, and U.S., but you can keep following on our website about the worldwide program. But I got heaps of leaders, teachers, and master trainers who can teach you laughter yoga. But if you want to laugh with me, please come to India. India is a beautiful country, beautiful culture, and you'll have vegetarian food here.
Well, are you going to be doing the laughter yoga classes online, or are the other teachers that are going to be doing it?
Yeah. I will be doing it online, and plus there are other teachers as well, and there are some physical programs are must. Online is good to start with, but that's not all. You must experience physical training as also.
And when are you coming to Canada?
Canada, oh Canada, with your laughter. I don't know, but perhaps next year.
that would be great. There's an ashram outside of Montreal that I go to, and I'm sure that you would be welcome there or in Toronto. There's all kinds of places. I think it would be wonderful to have you come here.
I would love to come to Canada. My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, is in Toronto, and perhaps a good time to catch up with my family.
That would be great. This has been so wonderful. I've been looking forward to talking with you for these 2 weeks since Sanji mentioned that he went over there to have the workshop with you. How did that go? Was that a great workshop?
Very good. Yeah, they were actually Tony Robbins' Platinum Group members, and they are laughter blasters. They really laugh everywhere.
Laughter blasters.
You can see, there is a YouTube video about Tony's laughter blasters.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, Tony is a very dear friend of mine now, and he really loves laughter yoga. That's why he's recommending some of the group members came to train with me in Bangalore. Yes. And I love Tony. Tony is a great, great, great motivator. And
yes.
And he came to India, and we had a good experience.
So he was there this past couple weeks ago?
No, about a month ago.
Oh, about a month ago. Okay, that's... Oh, it's just been wonderful. It's everybody is so connected. I mean, it's such a small world, isn't it? We are all just connected.
Yes. And then, see, now I must give you a big laugh and say goodbye.
Okay. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today and all our listeners. And, you know, I'm going to add the laughter part to my morning yoga and meditation routine, because I think it's just a perfect way to start the day. Excellent. So, yes, leave us with a huge laugh.
Okay, it's called gradient laughter, my favorite laughter. We start off gradually, slowly, gradually, and then laughter goes louder. Okay, here it goes. You also laugh with me. Keep laughing. Bye-bye. I love you all.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kataria. Thank you.